Oh, mate, it's great. Great for us. You know, to think, you know, Coffs Harbour has taken us on as their team, and, you know, the whole state is very proud. But for us to come up here to Coffs Harbour and be able to train in your facilities has been a big part of our preparation, and, yeah, we thank everyone that made it happen.
Is it surprising how well the team slipped into Coffs Harbour and how well the team's performed while they've been here?
Yeah, it's sort of been amazing. It feels like home. You know, the guys really appreciate the fact that they can come to town, they walk around, and people enjoy them being here and say good day without sort of overcrowding them, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, it's really good. The boys love coming into town. They train, and it's just worked out really well for us.
Just lastly, settled in today, back first day of training, everything's looking slim?
Yeah, it's light today because we've got a number of blokes carrying little niggles. No one's in doubt, but just little niggles. So we've just sort of made sure that they're getting the best treatment, and hopefully by the end of the week we're starting to get into some form of rhythm.
How exciting was that?
Really?
Is it cool having them here in Coffs Harbour for like 3 weeks a year?
Yes.
And who's your favourite player?
Trent Hogginson! Trent!
Kane, Aaron, Woods, Paul Gallen, Josh Reynolds, Hodkinson... All of them.
Any photos?
Yes, I got so many photos. So many photos. And I got my shirt signed by all of them, by Greg Bird.
And you're clearly a Parramatta fan, but it's not just the Parramatta players you're here for.
No. It's not just Hayne Trent, but he's very, very much a very good reason why I am here.
There are probably 200-300 fans here, even more this afternoon. Are you the most devout out of all of them?
Yes. Yes, I am. I decorated my whole shop with it. No, I think we're all pretty devoted, actually, as a whole, the whole of Coffs Harbour.
Unbelievable afternoon. Great to have the Blues, what we like to say, back home. But, yeah, look, it's been a terrific afternoon. And the kids have gotten to see some of their idols up close and personal. The guys were terrific. They shook hands. They did autographs. So, and the crowd were unbelievable. They were enthusiastic. They were blue. And they were very Coffs Harbour, which means they were very well behaved.
The Blues are only the second team to be given the keys to the city. Obviously, they've left an impression in just, what, a couple of weeks?
Yes. The Wallabies were the first. So it just goes to show you that we only give out the keys to pure greatness.
And I'm pleased with the crowd as well, about 300 or 400 people, it seemed, or maybe more than that.
Yeah, no, it was really good. I'm not really good with figures, but I would have thought maybe more than that. But half of them you couldn't see because they were below your knee.
And a few big TV cameras down here as well, 7 and 9. How good is the importance of this exposure for the city, having the Blues up here?
Look, it's unbelievable exposure. The only thing is we don't want to let our secret out too much. Otherwise, you know, we'll have too many people living here. But look, really, this has been great for Coffs. Great for our marketing, great for tourism, great for sport, great for culture, great for the kids, great for the community. It's just an all-round, this is unbelievable. So all I can say is look out, Queensland.